My name is Elizabeth. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, is my son. Mary, the mother of Jesus, is my cousin. I'm here to tell you the greatest story ever passed on through time. It's a story that began to unfold in ages past, but its message resounds for you and the coming ages. It was over 700 years before the birth of Christ when Judah's great king Uzziah died. For most of his reign, Uzziah feared the Lord, and it was because of his trust in God that the nation of Israel experienced its greatest prosperity. After his death, Israel fell into a moral decline. They were a sinful and violent people who hated justice and did evil. They violated the covenant passed down by Moses, and judgment was imminent. God called on a young man named Isaiah to deliver his divine message to the people. He told them that if they repented and turned from their wicked ways, Yahweh would forgive them and bring them back into his favor. It was a dark time, but Isaiah pressed forward and boldly brought a message of hope, restoration, and forgiveness. Who was this great deliverer that Isaiah so bravely proclaimed?
I never took the call of God upon my life lightly. When I first heard God's voice, I pleaded with him, saying, "I am a man of unclean lips, and I am undone." His calling seemed much too great to accept. Why would he choose me? But with the words, "Here am I, send me," I yielded everything to him. How strange that I would foretell of the coming Messiah, though I would never witness his earthly birth. I trusted the Lord my God and held the promise of the Savior's coming close to my heart. Yahweh would keep his word. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Hear, O Israel, his favor is upon you. A child will come to save you from your sin.
End of his kingdom, there will be
end.
Hundreds of years later, Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled. I never dreamed I would see it unfold. It was late one afternoon when my cousin Mary appeared at my door. She stood there, speechless. I brought her inside, and we sat down at the table. I listened in amazement as she told me that an angel of the Lord had appeared to her and said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Jesus? The Messiah? Mary had never known a man, so I almost doubted what she said. But just as I was about to speak, my baby leaped in my womb, and the Holy Spirit came upon me. Mary spoke the truth. She, a virgin, would bring the Christ child, our Savior, into the world. We stood there and embraced one another, for we knew that God was working a plan far greater than we could possibly know.
My soul, my soul, my soul does magnify the Lord. My soul, my soul, my soul does magnify the Lord.
started. The Father gave the plan. The promised one was coming. He ain't like no other man.
Was it Moses?
He was a mighty good man.
But he wasn't the one.
No, he wasn't the one.
Was it Cain?
He was a mighty good man.
But he wasn't the one.
No, he wasn't the one. Heaven is rejoicing and the stars applaud. Mary's little baby is the son of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the newborn king.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hear the angels sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, let the praises ring.
It's a hallelujah. Your baby's the one.
The Messiah.
God Almighty in man.
For your baby's the one.
Yes, your baby's the one. Heaven is rejoicing and the stars applaud. Cause Mary's little baby is the son of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the newborn king.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hear the angels sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, let the praises ring.
It's a hallelujah.
You must understand that Mary and I were very young, and this whole idea of her carrying the Messiah was hard to understand. But when Caesar Augustus issued a decree to register for a census, we had to return to our hometown. Mary was close to giving birth, which made the journey slow and difficult. And by the time evening fell, she was exhausted. I wanted to keep looking for a more suitable place to rest, but she was more than agreeable when the innkeeper offered his stable. When I knew the time had come, I simply prayed to God for strength to get us through the night. I didn't know what else to do. I wrapped her in a warm blanket and held her close. When our son was born, all we could do was stare at his sweet little face. He was the promised one. As we held him in our arms, all of our questions and fears faded away at the sound of his innocent cry.
Far away from home, an unfamiliar place, a cold and bitter wind, no walls to keep us safe. A cry, the only sound, a star, the only light. A mother holds a child, peace on earth tonight.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. It was unlike any other night. We were scattered on a hill, tending our sheep and minding our own business, when out of the darkness an angel of the Lord appeared, and the glory of the Lord shone all around us. We were frightened at first, ready to run and hide until the angel told us not to be afraid. Suddenly, a heavenly host appeared with this angel and started singing, "Glory to God! Glory to God. The calm sky above us broke out in celebration. One star stood out in particular as though it had been chosen to outshine the rest. Would it guide us to a place of honor? When we reached where the star pointed, we knew there had to be a mistake, for we were expecting a place of importance for this king's birth. Certainly not a stable where animals make their bed. A faint cry pierced the silence. We followed the sound, and there, just as the angel proclaimed, was a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Messiah had been born. We fell to our knees and worshiped him for the first time. In the quiet and stillness of the greatest moment of our lives, we gave thanks to God the Father for allowing us to know him. My life has never been the same, thanks to that holy night.
Once upon a holy night, a virgin girl gave birth, and there was peace on earth. Once upon a holy night, there in Bethlehem, creation worshipped him.
Glory.
For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. For his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation, and holy is his name.
Yes, he is holy, but I haven't always felt that way. Years ago, I had this coworker who always talked about Jesus. She would always leave notes on my desk that said, "God loves you and I'm praying for you today." She would even pray over our meals. I was okay with being her friend, but I wasn't so sure about this Jesus she spoke of. One day when I was extremely bored, I Googled the word Jesus. A person has to be prepared for a good comeback, right? I'll admit, at first I was intrigued, but the more I read about him, the more I realized he couldn't be real. Born of a virgin, a healer, a great man who calmed mighty winds but couldn't save himself from being crucified. Late one Friday, my phone rang. It was my dad in tears and unable to speak. My mom had left him. 27 years of marriage, and just like that, gone. We were a close family who took trips together and talked on the phone every day. But after the divorce, I became so caught up in juggling the holidays, my birthday, and phone calls between the two that I became angry, a completely different person. Oh, sure, God loves me, I thought, just not enough to keep my family together. When I couldn't handle it anymore, I called Cynthia, my coworker. She dropped everything, came to my house, and wrapped her arms around me and prayed, sometimes softly in a whisper and sometimes with such authority that all I could do was weep. I had been looking in all the wrong places for what I needed. I tried to learn so much about God that I never took the time to know him the way Cynthia did. That night, she led me in the sinner's prayer, and I asked Jesus into my broken heart and life. Now I feel like a child who is learning to live all over again, but this time Jesus is leading me. I no longer doubt who he is or question why life has turned out like it has. I've learned to trust him just because he loves me. And as silly as this may sound, God loves you, and you can know him today.
You can know.